Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good morning, guys. There is something about becoming a father. You want two things. When the kid's in the room, you want the light on. Why are you reading in the dark? Why are you looking at that in the dark? As soon as they leave, you want the light off. For some reason, as soon as you become a father, the light being on or off becomes very important to you.
Just don't waste my money.
That's Max with that. It doesn't cost that much, it's 4 cents.
Get away with 4 cents
matter.
Today, baby.
It's the principle.
That's what I know. I get it. I'm the father.
But it's not one light in a room.
It's everything.
The bathroom light.
The refrigerator door open.
It's the cove to the bathroom, right? It's the closet. It's the ceiling lights and the fan going on at the same
time.
TV
on, no one's watching.
Yeah. With the air conditioner on, the hallway light on to the other bedroom, all the light. You know, it's just like too much. And you're not sitting there, or it's the TV on downstairs in the family room with the TV on upstairs in the lounge area. It's just like too much. It's too much.
Key has lounge areas.
Oh, God, stop. That's why I stopped.
The waiting room for the Johnson household.
He's like, they left the light on in the drawing room.
You're like Dave Chappelle painting Oprah?
That's why I stopped.
The atrium was not.
I've given away too many rooms.
Too many rooms. So what you do is you go in and you turn all those lights out, just like Aaron Rodgers plans on doing. Key, you live in L.A., born and bred.
Yeah.
You ever do a darkness retreat? Into the darkness?
Part of one of the retreats I did do in Malibu in the mountains at this Malibu. Man, what the hell's wrong with you, man?
Doing some incense.
I only did it for one day, though. Mm-hmm. It was one day because we had a whole bunch of other stuff, hiking and all this other, you know, picking our own vegetables. And it was pretty calming and cool and relaxing. I can't lie. Now, I'm not staying there a week or 4 days, whatever Aaron's doing. Mine was just one day.
Yeah.
That was it.
In 1977, there was a blackout in New York. I did a darkness retreat, right? Like that. Summer of 77, there was a blackout one day, and there was a darkness retreat. That's the only thing I know about
a
darkness
retreat. Do you think Aaron's really doing the incense? Do you think he's doing, the incense? Do you think he has the whole – is the room, properly displayed?
Well,
with the chance.
Can't see anything. What are you going
to
do?
I don't know what his room is like. I have no idea. I can only explain to you what mine was like.
What was yours like, Key?
It was dark. It was extremely dark.
Dark room.
It was just enough light to go to the restroom, but you could have path light kind of to go to the restroom. Mm-hmm.
You'd have to feel your way.
Is this
to
like
the
a
restroom.
Bane experience from Batman? Are you supposed to be molded by the darkness?
It was part of the program, Jay.
I know, but I'm not. What is the program?
It was a lot. I mean, it was yoga.
You doing yoga?
It was zero phone for a week. No phone. At all. No communication with the outside world.
Okay. And you're constantly in darkness.
No, you wasn't in darkness.
What are we picking? Picking what?
Your own food.
Oh, okay. Picking food.
You know, you're picking your own food from the farm right down the, down the hill. You're hiking. You're meeting people that you don't even know. Why are you looking like that?
I'm just kidding.
The most LA thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's not an LA thing.
You have had too much money for too long, Key.
I just brought one incense. That's what I brought for my contribution. I didn't know all these other details.
Yeah, it's you're cleansing. You're flushing your body. You're getting all the toxics out.
Crying out loud.
What do you mean?
That's what I said.
You feel great. You lose weight. You feel great. I'm just telling you.
You ever hear of a sensory deprivation box?
This is you yesterday with my love languages.
You ever hear of a sensory deprivation box, guys? You know what a sensory deprivation box is?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's almost like a coffin type thing you go into. I've never done this, but I am aware of it. There's some water in there, and what it does is you're kind of you don't feel. The idea is that you're not supposed to have any senses, anything, no sound, no light, no nothing, and even the gravity is kind of affected because you're in the water, and you start to go a little nuts in there, supposedly, if you stay in there too long.
And the point of doing this is?
To do the same nonsense Key was just talking about,
to be honest with you, though, a lot of this stuff is really to be able to train your body and your mind to react to certain things in your life. Aaron explains a lot of this stuff so weirdly that people think it's just so foreign. But there's many, many people all over the world.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's foreign.
From Malibu to Bel Air, they're all doing it.
I know we're having fun with it. I got no problem with you going introspective, man, to figure out what you want to do in life. I got no problem with
that. Well, I don't know if it's what you want to do in life. It gives you an opportunity to get away to think.
Well, that's my thing, though, Key. Every single day you're bogged down with 8 million decisions and people asking you. Like, you can't even figure out what the hell you're thinking half the time.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I do it on a regular when I disappear from talking to y'all.
It's called going to sleep. You turn off the lights.
I was just about to say, it's called going to sleep and turning off my lights.
That's it. Done. Throw earplugs in if you need to. A little eye mask.
That's more cleansing for us than you, Key.
Aaron Rodgers.
Nobody asked you to chime in.
Aaron Rodgers was on the Pat McAfee show, believe it or not. And he was talking about how he explains this stuff. Listen to him explain his darkness retreat and the timing of it.
Listen, I'm not in my darkness retreat yet.
What?
Oh, yesterday.
What?
Nope. This thing has been planned for about 4 months, and it was always the same date, always the end of this week.
Oh.
So anybody with knowledge to the opposite of that, it's fake news. Let me just reiterate one more time. There's an inner circle, right? And in my inner circle, nobody talks to Ian Rappaport, to Adam Schefter, or to any of those people. So if you're one of those people who's talking to those people, it's a great reminder for you, you're not in the inner circle.
Oh!
Damn.
That was hanging on somebody there.
And if anybody else is out there saying stuff, or if they're just making it up, which is also, those are both likely, just stop with the fake news. I speak for myself. I will continue to do that.
Two things. One, that is so gangster of Aaron Rodgers. That makes me like him. Like, I love you. If you're talking to one of those guys, then you know that you're not in the inner circle. And the other thing is I object to the use of the word fake news because it was started to taint real news as not being real. So the fact that he uses that tells you that he is misinformed about his processing of information culturally is not so good. But anyway, I actually know what's going on and can actually make that determination about people. Yes, Jay.
Well, I wasn't attacking you off the thought. I mean, you seem very personal about it.
I just resent the spread of.
But you can't imagine, though, every single day if people are saying different things about you and they're not real, but they get reported like they are real. That's interesting.
Yeah, maybe you think I was a little triggered by that. I'm on my high horse. All of a sudden, the guy's just saying people are lying about him, right? Yeah, Jay pulls my card so hard sometimes.
No, I agree with Aaron Rodgers, though.
You go down a path.
If you're not part of the circle, if you're out there talking to people, then you're probably not part of the circle. People in my circle know
exactly
that that's not what we do.
Exactly.
So I
like that
Rodgers
part.
100%.
Yeah, that part was gangster. Yeah, he was right.
On his future, listen, Pat McAfee, you're going to hear the question. You're going to hear Rodgers address his future.
So are you saying, like, can we count on talking to you next year on Tuesdays on your off day when you're playing for the Packers?
Listen, I would love to continue with it. It's a lot of fun for me. Regardless of what I decide to do, I would love to continue to talk to you guys in some capacity. We'll kind of meet that bridge when we get there.
Green Bay, hey, home sweet
home.
Isn't
it cross that bridge?
18 years, man.
It's a long time.
That's always going to be home.
Isn't it cross that bridge when we get to it? Meet that bridge? I've never heard meet that bridge. I've heard cross that bridge. I'm doing a Kellerman, man. Leave me alone.
Yeah, he messed up the
meet the bridge, cross the bridge.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Meet it, cross it, take it, decide about it. Seems like the bridge is here, though. Pretty much bridge is right here, or maybe after the darkness retreat.
He's going to be a New York Jet. I'm not part of the inner circle, and I'm one that's spreading the rumors.
Look at you, germ spreader.
I love that, the way he said that, Key. Like, maybe if you're talking to people, then you understand you're not part of the inner circle.
Yep.
Key, you've been pushing the Jets since day one.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It smells that way, but who knows?
Key, I mean, you know, we're going to talk about this coming up, but let's get a jump on it, okay? I think I want to make my case to you, and we can throw it open to the phones too, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776, why I think actually Derek Carr is better for the Jets than Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to cost you a ton of draft capital in addition to the money.
True.
And it's very hard to win a Super Bowl with any quarterback in any given year, right? So let's say realistically they're a pretty loaded team. If they get Aaron Rodgers over the next 2 years, let's say, they make an AFC championship game. But now you've mortgaged a lot of your future for that.
Yes.
Key, I believe that the Jets are so stacked that if you have a competent NFL quarterback with experience and leadership who's still physically good, that will be an – I'd rather have that for 4 or 5 years and not give up the draft prospects, which is Derek Carr, than the other thing.
But she's so pretty.
What I said to you yesterday on the phone line.
Yeah,
he said different. What? We said what, Jay?
That's exactly what I said to Max yesterday on our phone call. I said, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
But this is Aaron Rodgers.
It's a dime.
Yeah, she's pretty. Yeah. Man,
it's a dime.
She's pretty.
A dime.
She's pretty. Yeah. And the other one's cool.
Yeah.
Jay introduced me to her. She was okay. We went out.
Yeah.
We had some good lunch, and it was all right. She's
made me
smart.
Laugh.
And she has her own business and does her own thing. She's not looking for anything from me. She just wants a friend. But the other one's just so pretty.
Yeah, that's a perfect response.
And got all the same things. And, you know, it's just like.
Hard to pass that up.
It's like, you know, doesn't come with. One comes with a little bit of issues. The other comes with more issues.
One's expensive.
One's really expensive. One likes Ferraris and boats. The other is calm. Will ride the L train, no problem. I mean, it's just.
Or one just comes with a little bit, you know, a lot more than the other that you just have to manage.
Rodgers or Derek Carr? On the one hand, you got to give up a lot for Rodgers, and Carr may be all you need. You might have more success because you'll have more years with Carr maybe if you're the Jets. On the other hand.
Remember, she's pretty.
She's so pretty.
Ooh, she's pretty.
Which quarterback is a better option for the Jets? 888-SAY-ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Ooh. Guys, last I checked, it was 32,000 dead from the earthquake in Turkey.
Okay? Yo, this is crazy.
You can help people affected by the Turkey earthquake, and you hear stories about, you hear voices saying, don't leave. They don't have the equipment.
Little kids under the
little kid for 5 days in a row, right? Like, and they don't have the equipment to get them out. Please visit redcross.org/ESPN. redcross.org/ESPN to help the Red Cross respond. Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst, Nick, with us now at the Seaport. What's going on, Nico?
What's up?
Who's a better option for the Jets? Rodgers, who? You have to give up a ton of draft picks. He's, you know, 38 years old. Maybe in the next couple of years you get to an AFC championship game. Or and you also have to give him the money. Or Derek Carr, you just pay him. Maybe you have him for the next 5 years. You're pretty stacked. All the Jets really need is a solid quarterback. Who's a better option? Hold that thought for 1 second.
Oh. No.
Does Key have this from O'Reilly or not? I see on the screen Key has something from O'Reilly.
Uh-oh.
All right. Go ahead, Nico.
Nope. I'm going with Rodgers because you know what the level of quarterback you're going to get. Carr, what is Carr at this point?
What do you think?
I think he's below average. Mm. If you sign him how many million-dollar contract you just signed to? Not that long. He was signed till 2025. So,
yeah, that was fake, though, Nink.
Yeah, but still, okay, if you sign a fake contract, they still gave him $65 million for a year, guaranteed, fully guaranteed. They just signed him in 2022 to 2025. You give him a big contract hoping that with the new regime, like, okay, this could be the guy that we have for the next.
They don't have a lot on the Raiders.
I mean, they had enough. You went and got the best receiver you like, in the game.
I see what you like.
Like, you go and get the best receiver in the NFL. You go and get the best receiver in the NFL that you played with in college, and you're not, like, the number one, like, duo in the NFL, you would think, right? You would think that they'd be the best, like, one of the best up there in the NFL, and then you cut them?
Key, do you have a response to that?
No, I would probably date Rodgers first, and then once or at least try to date Rodgers, and if Rodgers decides that he wants to go and deal with somebody else because he doesn't like the way I smell, then I'm gonna go to Carr. I look at Carr as I understand Carr was in a new system. I understand. Look, Josh McDaniels to me is not a great head coach. He hasn't proved to me that he's a good head coach. And so I look at all of that when I'm looking at this. I'm looking at their new offense. I'm looking at Waller not being in the offense at times. I'm looking at the fact that Renfrow was in and out of the lineup. Eventually he got on the same page with Devontae Adams, but the Raiders had nothing. I like Carr to the Jets, but I like Rodgers more. I like Rodgers more because I think Rodgers is just prettier. He just got some stuff that Carr doesn't have, but I don't think Carr is a zero, not at all.
You see, Nick, I think Carr is – he proved to me 2 years ago he's a qualified leader, right, in critical moments. I like that about him. I just don't see his play elevating everybody else like I do other elite quarterbacks, right? Regardless of what the scheme is or who the coach is, we've all seen players that, despite who the coach is, you know, you look at it and you say, that's different. He elevates people around him. And I know Aaron didn't do a great job of it this year because there was a lot of other challenges, but I still think Aaron wins in that department, which is why at the end of the day I would still take Aaron Rodgers over Derek Carr. He elevates
it's just
people
a,
around
it's a lot the Raiders, I would, because lot. He can do more with less. But for a team like the Jets that seems to have everything, you just need a steady hand.
Yeah.
Steady hand or a guy that comes into the building and you're like, he's above a steady hand. He's a playmaker. He's a game changer. So
I got to give you all my draft picks. I got to pay him all the money.
You still got to pay Carr all the money.
But you don't have to give up the draft picks, and you're stacked. You can still build toward that. You can still replenish and stay good for a long time.
You take Carr and Rodgers, and you place them on the Jets right now. What are your chances of winning a Super Bowl?
The next 2 years higher with Rodgers, yes. Right? But I don't think that you do win a Super Bowl because it's hard to win a Super Bowl. And you might get almost as close with Carr, and you might have him for 5 years.
If we're talking about the percentages, I don't think the percentages are that far off. I don't think Rodgers is going to be at 90% to win a Super Bowl and Carr is going to be at 30. I don't think that that's the case with that particular team.
But, guys, we're talking about Patrick Mahomes potentially being one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever live. We're saying Joe Burrow is one of the coldest ones out there. Like we're talking about Justin Herbert and what he did this year. Don't you need a top-of-the-line elite-level quarterback to come out of the AFC when it's all said and done? Are you really believing Derek Carr is going to be the difference, even if you have a good team around him, to elevate you in the AFC?
I just don't think Rodgers would do it. I don't think Rodgers wins the Super Bowl just because the odds are against anyone winning the Super Bowl in any given year. So,
But this year, I got to discount it because the new coach and new regime. I just can't look at Carr's up and down play this year and be like, oh, he can't play football.
Say you can't play football.
You're a Derek Carr guy, though, Key, 100%.
But the guy wasn't so egregious. Look at why they made the move to Stenham and go, well, he can't play.
But Key, I think now we're steering the conversation into you defending Derek Carr being good. Just going back to our original point, you still say you would take Aaron Rodgers over Derek Carr. So we all have a
lot of if I can have Aaron Rodgers without giving up the farm, of course I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers.
If you're investing north of $50 million, Derek Carr's going to get $50 million plus. He's a free agent.
Oh,
I'm not giving Carr 50.
That's
what I won't
be doing. He's a free agent. You have to be competitive with the other teams that are in free agency. So if you go and you buy
– see Bye-bye. You just won the argument with that one. What about what Jay said, though? Do you think it is possible to win a Super Bowl with Derek Carr as your quarterback, particularly in the AFC, but period? Can you win a Super Bowl with Derek Carr?
When was the last time we saw an game manager, average game manager, win a Super Bowl.
Nick Foles, who went crazy in the playoffs.
Yeah, but he wasn't managing that game.
No.
He went crazy.
They dared him to throw, and he
did. Yeah, and he threw the ball. And you had a head coach that ran plays in critical moments of that game that were – you had some coconuts to go and do that now. You know, the trick play down on the goal line, you take shots down the field. I mean, you have to have that willingness to, all right, we're going to take shots. Now, when you go and play with Derek Carr in a moment like that, do you think that Derek Carr could drop back, hit his back foot, and throw strikes all over the field?
As much as Nick Foles, you don't think?
I mean, Nick Foles, he went out there. He did it, though.
He did it,
like,
yeah.
He did it.
I think Derek Carr could
do it.
See,
I don't look at Carr as a game manager, though, but that's just me.
I don't think the probability is as high with Derek Carr that I would trust him more so with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, with guys on Carr's level, to me, they have to – you can win a Super Bowl, but they have to be special in the playoffs.
Yes.
And who knows which one of those guys is going to be special. Eli Manning was special when it counted. Nick Foles was special when it counted. Can he be special?
But you didn't go into the season betting that Eli was going to be special when it counted, when he won it the first time. You even questioned the second time. You're like, was the first time a fluke? Like, really?
Yeah. But Eli was an Iron Man. He was a Manning. He was the first overall pick in the draft. You know, all this kind of stuff.
He was a Manning.
Right. But the pedigree was there. In other words,
what does that got to do with anything?
The branding made you believe in it.
Yeah.
The branding. I still don't know if the branding didn't make me believe in it all the way.
That's what they're going to say about your son, Jay. He was a Williams.
He was a Williams. He was the one.
I mean, wouldn't you say that Carr has had some type of elevated status because he's a Carr?
I do.
If his last name was,
although the fact that his brother was considered a bust at one overall,
but still
probably hurts him.
A name that was recognized and people knew. So when your college career and then your professional career, you're already, your last name is known. That helps.
Rob Ninkovich can be seen and heard across many ESPN platforms, including this Justin Hit Show, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN. Handsome host,
really nice beard.
Oh, it's nice today, yes.
Yeah. Very lined up.
Very laid down.
You do it yourself today, or someone does it for you?
Why you give me the side look?
No.
You don't want to know. You don't like the Travis Kelce reference?
I'm my own man. You can't.
Ninko, barbershop.
Good over there.
Ninko, barbershop.
You're like Tyrese over there. You're like, what?
Why you got to call Jairu, me
Jairu,
Tyrese?
Jairu.
Oh, that's cold, man.
I want to know. Barbershop right, with the hot towel and the straight razor, or do you
Tyson,
do it yourself?
Like, remember Tyson?
Yeah,
what was that?
Tyson Beckford, yeah.
Yeah, what
Tyson
was that Beckford video he was in?
Was it Sweet Lady or something like that?
No, I can't remember.
No, he's talking about the one with Tony Braxton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
when he got hit on the motorcycle.
Oh, no, that's bad. That's
why you got to have motorcycle references? Damn.
Jay, nobody's thinking about that.
I mean, damn, how low y'all gonna go today?
I didn't go into that.
I didn't think about that
kind of stuff.
You
should tweet at him.
Yeah,
send him a social media. Be mean to him on
TikTok
social media.
Boy.
You still haven't answered the
nice
question.
Beard.
Do you do that
Kelce
yourself, or do you go to the barbershop with the towel?
I go to my guy, Mike.
With the towel, the hot towel, and the straight razor?
They're from Lebanon. They do the beard up perfect. Gus's barbershop.
I knew it.
It's the best.
Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst. Thanks, Ninko.
See ya.
Let's get back to the Eric Bieniemy talk, shall we? Uh-oh. How much does race factor into the fact that he's not a head coach? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Matt Nagy got hired as a head coach under Andy Reid, and so did Doug Peterson under Andy Reid. And neither one of them, neither one, called plays at the level that Eric Bieniemy did. I don't know and I don't understand why he can't get hired.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And join now in studio. In the flesh by the
and
great
Keyshawn's
man himself.
Not here, right? I come to his studio, you guys' studio, and you're missing one guy, Keyshawn.
Well, he's here. We're just we're in a virtual world now. You know, we're all together. We're one family.
How
just...
do you know he's not an NFT? Huh. Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst with us. So, Coach, we've been talking a lot this morning about how much, like, let's address the elephant in the room. Both Philly coordinators hired within 48 hours. They're on the losing team, right? Eric Bieniemy, 5 AFC championship games. He's calling some of the plays, 3 Super Bowl appearances, 2 Super Bowl wins, no head coaching jobs. So we are asking, how much do you think race plays a factor in the fact that he does not have a head coaching job?
Well, there's something going on here that we just keep scratching our head every year he gets passed up, right? And a couple things come to mind. And I've sat in that seat, being a minority coach. And at times, you hear about, well, he's going to get some interviews. Okay, you get some interviews. 1 year goes by, you get 4 interviews. Don't get a job. Next year goes by, you get another 3 or 4 interviews. Don't get a job. Well, those owners talk as well. And so now when it's your turn to go get an interview again, your third season trying to be a head coach, the owners are talking, and they're saying, well, if I didn't if those 4-10 guys didn't hire him, why am I going to hire him, right? So it becomes one of those things after a while, you get weary of the interview as a guy that's trying to look for a job.
Interesting.
And see – and I get it, you know, the Rooney Rule and all that, but there's also one of those deals. Sometimes they're just checking the box.
Wait, Coach, are you saying, let me just back up. That's really interesting. One, there are 2 components to it. One, the owners talk, it spreads around, and so now your stock goes down because 8 guys passed on you. But 2, the person interviewing themselves starts to get jaded by the process because so they kind of go through it just going through the motions. They don't put their heart and soul into the interview itself.
They are weary. It becomes a long process. Just think about that. You keep going knocking at the door, and you go, oh, again. And another year goes by. You go, again. And all these other guys are getting hired. Right? Mm. Now, I think Eric, and he's going to have some opportunities to maybe go somewhere else to be the OC, right? So maybe the stigma of him and Andy calling the plays, that goes away because now I'm on my own. Andy decides to leave maybe in a year or two. The Chiefs can always come back and get Eric Bieniemy as their head coach, right? Hopefully they will do that. But I'm tired of looking at it. We don't even discuss it in Harley anymore, guys. It's kind of like, okay, all these jobs have been filled already. Eric Bieniemy's still there. I don't understand it. I just don't. It's sad. It's just sad.
But Herm, the only thing I was going to say is that as we're sitting here, in order, if I were Eric Bieniemy, and I'm exhausted by the process,
I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying.
We're talking.
I don't know what's in his mind. Okay, we're just talking.
It's all hypothetical, right? So hypothetically, I'm exhausted by the process, even though that is one of my goals to be a head coach in the National Football
League.
Why the hell? I would be so angry. I have to look at people say, well, it's a lateral opportunity. It's not lateral.
No.
It's a drop in opportunity. I'm going from Patrick Mahomes and this well-oiled machine to an option like the Washington football team.
Right.
Where I don't even know who the hell my quarterback's going to be.
No, you're right.
In order to prove myself that I am worthy of a head coach, that's what I have to go do?
I don't even think it's that so much. I just think you get away from – well, Andy Reid's kind of calling the plays with Eric, you know, and that's the perception sometimes from people. I'm not saying this from me, but from some people that sit in those seats that are going to hire you, right? And so he's wherever he goes, if he goes to Washington, they're going to get a new quarterback. But spin it this way. They get a new quarterback, and let's just say the Washington team was pretty good last year in that division. They were very competitive. It wasn't like they were, you know, they didn't have a losing record, right?
They fought, say,
yeah. That was okay. So they get a quarterback, and let's just say Eric goes in there and they get a quarterback, and they turn that thing around, these guys make the playoffs. Everybody's going to look at Eric Bieniemy. So he's got a young quarterback, went in there the first year, got him in the playoffs. There's another side of it, too. I look at it always half full. I'm that kind of guy. I just look at it, okay, this is my opportunity. I'm going to show everybody now. I'm going to be my own guy. I'm going to get a rookie quarterback, and I'm going to turn this franchise around and get us to the playoffs.
Herm, why, and you may not have the answer to it, but, you know, we're talking about Eric Bieniemy sharing the play calling responsibilities with Andy Reid or whatever the case may be, and if there's a good play, they pan Andy Reid to talk about how he called that play, and right? I mean, that's just the reality of the television world and the producers and the directors. But there's two guys that went on to become head coaches in the past that was on Andy Reid's staff that did not call plays.
I know.
And I want to know, because you've been in that cockpit before with owners, why would they hire a Matt Nagy and a Doug Peterson, and they didn't do this, but here's a guy who's sharing responsibilities in game install in Patrick Mahomes is signing off on it, and Andy Reid signing off on it, but yet and still, he can't seem to catch a break.
Key, and that's the puzzling one. I'll just tell you this. I can remember coming up with Tony Dungy, and we came in the league together, and we coached together in Kansas City. And he got passed up in Kansas City to become the defensive coordinator when Bill Cowher left to go to Pittsburgh because folks thought, well, he's not brash enough. He's not hard enough on the players. He's not a hollerer, but you talking about players playing for him? Loved him. So he goes with Denny Green.
Yeah.
He leaves the goal with Denny Green.
Yeah.
And Denny Green made him the coordinator. And then eventually he gets a job in Tampa, right? Maybe the worst job to get. I know. I went with him. You know I was down there with him, right? I mean, I get it. You know, and he calls me up. He says, you're coming to Tampa. I go, really? I said, really? I got a good thing here with the Chiefs, man. We're winning. We're going to play. He said, we're going to Tampa. And no doubt I was going with him. But I can remember times when he would tell me organizations would call him to say they were going to interview him. And it was almost a phone call. And then all of a sudden it got leaked in the paper that they interviewed Tony Dungy. He never went on the interview. I mean, it's just – it's baffling to me, guys. It's just baffling. Look, whatever coach you hire, I do know this in the NFL. If it doesn't work out, you fire them. I mean, it's not like you can't fire a coach.
It's that easy.
It's that easy. So if it doesn't work out, you can fire the guy. To not give this man an opportunity to be a head coach, it's like – it's exhausting, man. It's sad.
Well, then the conversation starts because we keep asking ourselves, is there something else? Like, and I'm like, going down that path and you're like, I don't know. Maybe there isn't. Maybe there isn't anything else.
I don't know.
Other than exactly what you just said.
I'm not in the interview room. Yeah. I don't know. But, I mean, come on. Come on, guys.
I hear you.
Come on.
Coach Man's won two Super Bowls. Two Super Bowls in the last 4 years and been to three. Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
You can see Coach Herm Edwards on platforms all across ESPN, including the hit show This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
ESPN, handsome host. LeBron James broke the scoring record. Well, it's true.
You say it every time. It seems
he's
a little
very
overboard.
Handsome. I've seen the show. He's not there for his hosting skills. That's eye candy, Jay. You know that. LeBron James broke the scoring record, and we have not seen him since. What's going on with his foot? Are the Lakers done?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Welcome back to class.
Night school's a thing for J. Will. So what did he learn last night?
My brain is working at optimal capacity.
Here are J's takeaways.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and it is time for J's takeaways. J, take it away.
Okay. I just have one takeaways for Key. It's about his leg show. I have a lot of other takeaways that we'll get into after we have this conversation. But Key, I really do believe that as much as we talk about the Lakers, that the Lakers have reached the pinnacle of their season. And the pinnacle of their season is when LeBron James passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now, obviously, that led into a lot of things. Anthony Davis, you said he was clapping with his knees. He said that he was more angered by the fact that they were down to Oklahoma City at that time. But the speculation around him, the trade deadline, what happened with Russell Westbrook, obviously the trade, we'll see if he gets bought out by Utah. But now on this team, Jared Vanderbilt, who could be, you know, a solid defender, Malik Beasley that can shoot the ball extremely well from the outside, and D'Angelo Russell, another guy that can create, you know, off the dribble for himself, but also a guy that can be a spot and catch shooter. And as I do believe that this has made the Lakers slightly a better team, I don't believe that the Lakers are making any kind of run, no magical run. You have LeBron James playing through this sore foot that, you know, stuff around L.A. about whether he's not going to shut it down. LeBron James is not going to shut it down. He is a fighter through and through. I do continue to question the health of Anthony Davis and whether he decides whether he can get back to playing at a top five level in the league. And I think as these pieces are better pieces than what they had before, I still see this team being, you know, an 8 seed, a 7 seed who goes out or has an exit in the first round. Most they ever get is to a Western Conference semifinals. I still don't see them being a contender.
Question.
So it sets them up for the next move, which I think is going back to Kyrie Irving this offseason, but it doesn't elevate them to a championship-caliber team conversation this season.
Question.
At all.
Serious people, like people who watch basketball, no one thinks the Lakers are winning a championship this year, right? And I'm sure that includes LeBron and the Lakers. But the moves they made, as you said, sets them up for the offseason. To me, it looks like if AD can stay healthy is always the caveat. But it looks like they could do things this offseason that sets them up to make a real title run next year. Do you see that even if it's not Kyrie Irving?
Well, I think there's a lot of pieces of free agency that they can add because they have cap space to do it. But the biggest question I have for this season is, like, what do you do for LeBron James? Right? Like, he's 38, turning 39. Like, are you going to make him push? Like, he was playing 40-plus minutes a night. And people always act, well, oh, we're at the halfway point because All-Star. No, we're not. We're way past the halfway point. Like, after All-Star break next weekend, we're going to have 25 games left to play in the regular season.
Why do they do it that way?
So, like, is LeBron James playing 40-plus minutes per night to get this scoring title record? Like, when is somebody in the organization going to say, I get it, but, like, we need to scale back some of your minutes to make a push here down the stretch? Or is it just, LeBron, keep playing 40 minutes a night. Whatever you need to do. Help us buy.
That's
for
how Kobe
seat.
Snapped the Achilles, right? He did the exact same thing. He was playing 40-plus minutes to get him to the playoffs. They got to the playoffs, and the Achilles went. Kobe did the same thing around the same age.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about his injuries as much as I am just his team trying to figure out how to find themselves in the playoffs. That's all I really – I really don't – I can't guard against him being injured just because it happened to Kobe Bryant in the past. Two different bodies, two different type of players. I'm with you, though, Jay. I feel like, you know, they've increased the roster and gotten better. But what does that ultimately mean? Does it mean that they get into the playoffs and they get bounced in the first, second round, and then they got to look to next year anyway? The Kyrie stuff is not etched in stone, because when I start to think about the numbers, you know, and what will Dallas be? Is Dallas all of a sudden going to make a real threat in the West? And then when you look at the money, if he goes to the Lakers, it's, you know, max he could possibly get is about, what, 220? It's about 280 if he stays in Dallas. So that's a big, you know, $60 million of money you're leaving on the table. What's more important? You start thinking about all of those sort of things. And so you can't even think about next year until you end this year.
So you know what's crazy about it, Key? Like, out of the main guys that play a lot of the minutes, like LeBron James has played 44 games this season, right? Like Russ and Dennis Schroeder were only people that played a couple more games than him, realistically, averaging, leading their team in minutes per night. At 38 years old, 36.4 minutes per night. Like, so, like, I get Iron Man, he's going to play through it, sore foot. But now we're questioning, Key, like, what's in the best interest of LeBron James moving forward? Like,
I want to get to the big question going forward, okay? When KD signed with Phoenix, first everyone felt, oh, KD and Kyrie, it's not working. They signed with Phoenix with Devin Booker there, Chris Paul.
They were in the fifth seed at the time when he signed with Phoenix, by the way.
Chris Paul, a little long in the tooth. How much between KD in Phoenix and LeBron in L.A., what is the bigger pull, do you think, for Kyrie in the offseason?
I mean, I don't know where that relationship with Kyrie and KD are going to be, but I would assume that unless Chris Paul just retires after this year, which I'm not sure I see him doing, I see this being like a two-year window for CP3, I think it's way more realistic for Kyrie to go become a Laker.
Okay, that makes me feel better. So the Lakers you would have is better odds of landing Kyrie at this moment, and these things are fluid, as you said, at this moment, a better chance of landing Kyrie than the Suns.
Unless the Dallas Mavericks and him and Luka hit it off and he decides to sign the max there.
So let's say they win a playoff series and that's as far as it goes.
For the Mavs.
And Luka, for the Mavs. More likely to stay in Dallas with Luka or to go with LeBron for Kyrie Irving in the offseason?
I still think the lure of LeBron is a big lure, because I think that relationship is like KD, and it seems like Kyrie, the relationship kind of like went through the process over the last 3-4 years. There's been enough time gap between Kyrie and LeBron for that to feel somewhat fresh, to go back and revisit.
Jay, Kyrie goes to the Lakers, and it's always, if AD stays healthy, they're going to chip up. AD, LeBron, and Kyrie is too much. That's too much. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. Does Eric Bieniemy have to go somewhere else to prove he can win without Mahomes and Reed? Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.